Nolte, only influence the establishment media have left is chaos. By John Nolte on May 28, 2020. Americans should be allowed to unite over George Floyd. I don't know of anyone defending his sadistic treatment at the hands of the Minneapolis police. Everyone's condemning what happened. President Trump is demanding justice and an investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota and the FBI's Minneapolis field office issued a joint statement saying they are in the midst of a robust criminal investigation. If such things were allowed today, the appalling death of George Floyd could bring the country together. Could heal the racial divide that was cynically widened by the Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown hoaxes. Some good could come from this, could come from our shared humanity and revulsion over what happened to Mr. Floyd. But Democrats and our nihilistic media cannot allow that. Coming together is now forbidden in this country. Thanks to a media that has lost so much credibility with the public, it has turned to nihilism. Has turned to fomenting chaos, because causing anarchy is the only influence the media have left. Let me put it this way. If you're in a room full of people enjoying a robust political debate and no one is paying attention to you because you've been caught lying too often, been caught inventing facts too often, you only have one option to call attention to yourself. All you can do is stand on a table and scream fire. And that always works. Screaming fire shuts everyone else up, puts all eyes on you, and best of all, everyone reacts to you, to what you're saying. Watch them scramble. Watch them panic. Watch them scratch and claw as they crawl all over each other. That's the corporate media today. That's all they have left. They can't win a fair debate, they can't participate in an adult discussion anymore. We don't trust them anymore. They have no credibility anymore. Plus, we're informed now. We have access to the same information they do. So we don't even need them. They're useless liars no one trusts or believes. But they can still stand on a table and scream fire. Like any criminal or gangster or anarchist, like anyone evil enough to do so, the media will always have the power to spread fear, panic, and chaos. This turn towards nihilism began with the George Zimmerman hoax in 2013. All Zimmerman was guilty of was defending himself against a deadly physical assault, but in order to stir up hate and racial division, the media described the Hispanic Zimmerman as white and even went so far as to fabricate evidence against him. ABC, NBC, and KNLAW were all guilty of this. After failing to start a race riot over Zimmerman, the media immediately embraced the hands up, don't shoot hoax in Ferguson. This was when I first compared KNLAW to Elliot Carver, the Bond villain in Tomorrow Never Dies, who generates tragedy to sell his newspapers and boost the ratings of his news networks. Not content to report on events in Ferguson, KNLAW sent its anchors in, monsters like Jake Tapper and Don Lemon, to deliberately incite a riot. Using lies and hysteria, over what turned out to be a hoax, KNLAW and the rest of the nihilist media pulled an Elliot Carver. Invented news that created violence and death just to boost ratings and clicks, just to feel influential again. Hey, and so what if Ferguson burned down? No one in the elite media lives in Ferguson. So what if a predominantly black working class community is destroyed? Hey, sometimes you gotta break a few eggs. The nihilism then moved to Baltimore and more race riots. Then it moved to inciting violence at Donald Trump's 2016 rallies. After Trump won, the media have screamed fire. Non-stop, manipulating the public the only way they can. With panic and chaos based on big lies about Russia collusion and Charlottesville, and small lies like fish food. Well, on top of the deaths in Ferguson and Baltimore, the media's nihilism can now add countless coronavirus nursing home deaths to its list of causalities. Some 50,000 who died while the media created chaos by screaming about how we were all going to die of the virus unless we locked down the healthy and destroyed our economy. To create chaos around Trump, the media gushed over Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, to undermine Trump's federal authority. When the truth is that Trump was doing a pretty good job while Cuomo was pouring infection into nursing homes, needlessly killing thousands. And now that we're learning the true toll of these unnecessary nursing home deaths, rather than focus on that, rather than ensure that doesn't happen again, something we could agree on, the media ignore the nursing home holocaust to spread social chaos over masks. Bullying everyone into wearing a mask even though if you're under 50 the coronavirus is no more fatal than the seasonal flu. The media cannot influence us with truth because all the media do is lie. The media cannot influence us with persuasive arguments because all their ideas have either failed throughout history or are fascist. The media cannot influence us through bias because we now see through it. The media cannot influence us through news coverage because we are now more informed than the so-called journalists are. Too many of whom are spoiled, entitled 20-somethings who know nothing about anything, most especially real life. So now the media game plan is nihilism and chaos. Which is why the unifying outrage over the death of George Floyd has been twisted into a black v. white issue, a left v. right issue, a pro-riot v. anti-riot issue. Any asshole without a conscience can scream fire, can spread fear, panic, and chaos. That requires no skill, and that's all the media have left. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.